Downhill.
We're at Showstopper CES 2020. More in a minute.
Leo and Ant's excellent CES adventure are brought to you from TWIT and the TWIT LastPass Studios. Securing every access point in your company doesn't have to be a challenge. LastPass unifies access and authentication to make securing your employees simple and secure. Check out LastPass.com/TWIT to learn more.
Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWIT.
Dick DiBartolo!
Oh, Leo LaPointe!
How are you?
I am so wonderful. It's great to see you.
Oh, you're so old looking.
Just kidding.
No, we don't do makeup here.
We used to be young together.
And then Leo got old.
I got old. And Dick's exactly the same. So Dick is always good at finding anything with LEDs in.
Yeah, exactly.
What is this, a backpack?
It's a backpack, but you nailed it. It's a backpack with... Ta-da!
Oh, my God. Not just any LED. That's a big, bright LED.
So now you can design your own on your...
It's fabric.
It's fabric. It's water resistant. You can put in a 10,000 milliamp backpack and walk down the street and be animated for 6 hours.
So a kid could wear this and flip off the neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the brand new one. This is the one.
That's actually beautiful.
It's beautiful. This is the one coming out for kids in the summer, and I believe this is $150.
$150,
right? Okay, and.
I mean, so it's a good school backpack, but you know what? Parents might get it for safety, too, because you can really see you walking down the street.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this one here is already in the marketplace. You see, I already asked the CEO of the company to put my logo on one, so they're off in the corner trying to do that.
Are they really?
And yes, and meanwhile...
Oh, it did it! They did it! They did it! Look at it! Wait a minute. It looks just like him. That's awesome!
It's great.
Dennis will love this.
And this one is...
How much is
this?
$259.
And this is going to be $159 to $149.
So how come that's $100 less?
Yeah.
How come? Why?
Because it's for kids.
Oh, this is grown-ups?
This is grown-ups.
I love it.
I know. I knew you'd love it. I knew you'd love it.
It looks just like that. New venue we've moved where it's the evening time. And we're now at another one of those like weird mini shows. This one's called... Showstoppers. There's a lot of nudity, and there's really good food. No, there's no nudity, but the food is good. And look who I ran into. Mike Nash is here from HP. Old friend. It's good to see you, Mike.
Good to see you, man.
And I got to say, for years I said, don't buy HP laptops, don't buy HP desktops. In the last 5 years, you guys completely turned around. I think among the best laptops made right now, I love my HP Spectre 13T. And I've been wanting to see this. This is called the Dragonfly.
First of all, thanks for noticing. We've been working hard. It's the lightest convertible out there. It also does about 22 hours of battery life with a bigger
battery. That's the thing that really blows me away.
It's weird running around not having to worry about where your power cord is and getting all-day battery life. And this new version of the device that has 5G as an option.
And not just... To 5G and 4G or 5, just 5G?
Well, we have one today with 4G.
You have a 4G now.
It's amazing. It's Cat 16, so it's 4x4 4G. And I find that when I use Zoom, I can use my 4G connection for video, for audio, and for slides. Used to be with the older LTE, I had to do the audio off my phone. Now it's one connection for everything, and it's super, super fast.
And that's kind of a big point. If 5G isn't widespread yet anyway... But if you want to future-proof, get the 5G.
But honestly, right now, I think what we're finding is people don't even know about 4G. And 4G, imagine,
4G's
you're...
4G's pretty good.
It's amazing, especially Cat 16. But also remember, if you've got an unlimited plan, whether it's Verizon or AT&T, whoever, getting one more device on your already unlimited plan, it's usually pretty cheap.
Right.
What's cool about... We also have announced, and you can't get this on the same device as 4G... We've done a deal with Tile to embed a Tile into the device.
That's brilliant.
People spend so much of their lives looking for their stuff. And what we've done is built an M.2 Tile module in here. So you can actually, and he'll do it, you can, when you're on the phone and say, find my laptop, and it beeps. Now, that's the magic is tiles are great, but if the when the batteries die on tiles after a couple of years. This tile module gets its power from the laptop's
battery. So it never
battery.
Dies.
It never dies. But even if the battery on the laptop's dead, the tile's still got power.
It has its own juice.
Exactly. We also are really proud of this, of SureView, which is a built-in privacy screen.
Oh, I can't see
it. You can't see it from an angle. But the new version that we just announced
today. That's electronic. You turn that on
exactly.
with a key.
Exactly. But this is a new version of it.
Oh, yeah, I can't see it.
This is the SureView Reflect. It's almost like the reflective sunglasses where you can't see the person behind the glasses. Same idea.
If I'm on the plane next to you, I wouldn't know what you were doing. What kind of screen is this?
This is a really super low-powered 1-watt FHD screen.
Nice.
That's how we're getting the kind of battery life on a device like this. And you feel it. It's so light. When I carry this, sometimes I'm like, is my computer in the bag or not? It's hard to know. This device...
USB.
Two USB-Cs, the Thunderbolt on the other side, but also HDMI, because we know that business users go into conference rooms.
Right.
They want to plug in their projector.
Right,
it's always HDMI.
Yeah.
Now there's no adapters needed.
And you charge via USB-C now, which is really nice to get rid of those proprietary chargers.
The other cool thing is that 82% of the mechanical parts of this device are from recycled materials. So you feel really good about buying it. And so these
bags.
This is made out of recycled plastic bottles. So otherwise, when it'd be at the bottom of the ocean, this is actually stitched through, so there's no waste when we make it. What's also cool is if it gets dirty, throw out the washing machine.
Yeah.
Let me show you our new all-in-one, which is down here.
Okay. So Mike knows I'm a fan of all-in-ones. In fact, Ant, you had to use that Surface Studio. Ant wouldn't use it because there's not enough juice.
Nope.
We replaced that with a Lenovo all-in-one, which has a lot more juice, a lot more RAM. This is actually even more beautiful. But there's one thing, Mike, I have to have my all-in-one has to tilt back. I know nobody else wants this.
This doesn't tilt so much beyond this.
Yeah, yeah.
This has the loudest speakers of any
all-in-one.
Nice,
these are the speakers.
This device has a full desktop, 65-watt.
So you found, I'm going to guess, my guess was students in college buy this, home families buy this. This becomes a home entertainment unit as much as it is a computer.
It's also a creator's unit. So usually, there's three things that matter, four things that matter. You want to make sure you have a great processor, in this case, 65-watt, latest generation 4. You want to make sure you've got enough graphics. This has NVIDIA RTX graphics.
RTX, that's awesome.
You want to make sure you got fast hard drive. It's got a 1 terabyte SSD.
Nice.
And the screen is an HDR 600 screen.
It's a gorgeous screen.
6,001 contrast ratio.
Is that IPS?
It is IPS. Yeah. It's also it's HDR. And one thing we also love is this built-in privacy camera. So here's a webcam when you need it. When you're afraid someone might
privacy
see
you,
pop it down. Nice. Supports Windows Hello. There's a Qi charging station right here, so you throw your phone.
Oh,
in
that's awesome.
The keyboard nice. Also is Bluetooth with 3 channels. So you can use it to talk to the PC, where you press a button, you're talking to your phone.
Nice.
Press a button again, you're talking to your tablet.
Nice.
This is the power supply.
Whoa!
This device. It's
Holy
the size
cow.
Of a computer.
Holy
it takes
cow.
That much power to run a real desktop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
Great connectivity on the back, Thunderbolt, USB-C. This SD slot on the side if you're a photographer. I literally sit on my desktop running Lightroom, running Adobe Premiere.
Mike, there's one more thing I want. Oh, what else?
I'm going to show you two things. One is the 43-inch monitor.
That's what I want to see.
And I'm going to show you the 15-inch X360. But
see, you know I'm a Spectre fan.
Yeah, we'll
I love
a
my old
okay.
Spectre. One more thing. How much is this, by the way?
I got to ask.
Okay. Now, this is a good solution.
What's the price of
the all-in-one? $15.99? Wow.
Right.
Come on, we're going to go see a big monitor.
See, this is what Lisa needs because it's half and half.
She could have Windows on one side, she could have Mac on the other side, she could have two Macs, or she could unite them.
When it detects two devices, obviously it's going to go and allow you to manipulate both of them.
So you have two HDMI inputs on this right now.
So no, USB-C.
USB-C, even better.
Yeah, so I have video, data, and power, so I'm charging, powering
nice.
Both devices at the same time.
And the keyboard and mouse are coming off of it as well. So.
Yeah. So at the same time, using one single keyboard and mouse.
So when the mouse blows me away.
When the mouse is here, it's talking to the Mac. When the mouse goes here,
that's
we know it's talking to the PC.
And you can drag files
drag
over.
Things across.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Full. You know, if I want to take advantage of the screen real estate, I can select write PC, and then about 10 seconds, it'll reenumerate, and then allow you to expand across
and
the entire
this is what
screen.
Leases won't do, and then your bar goes all the way across.
Yep.
What's the resolution?
It's the equivalent of two 24-inch 16x10. So it's 3840 by 1200. And, you know, here I'm showing Mac, I'm showing Windows, but we also support Linux and Android. So I can take my Android smartphone, connect it, copy-paste across.
He sold.
That's cool. So I want you to see the Spectre.
All right.
We're going to get this
Linux support on this monitor.
Yeah.
I see you grinning.
So. I like it. I might buy two. One for Lisa, one for me.
This is our Spectre 15X360 for 2020. We introduced here at the show at CES. And the first thing you have to see about it is compare this to last generation.
Look at the bezels.
The bezels on the previous model, last year's model, are much wider. The machine's overall just bigger.
Because of the screen.
Yes.
This is actually the same size screen.
It's the same size screen and look about an inch difference
That's
in wide depth.
Yeah.
So fits better in your backpack, fits better in your briefcase.
And these are,
no
these
compromises,
are so nice.
No compromises on system power, screen size, or battery life.
Full-size HDMI, that's really nice.
And full-size USB Type-A and two Type-C Thunderbolt ports.
That's fantastic. I love how you do that. Yeah. I think that's so great. Thunderbolt.
And there's a reason for it. If you're using this machine on a desk and plugging in the power on the corner, your cord is up and away.
As it should
be. If you're
be.
Using a right-hand mouse,
right.
It doesn't get in the way.
I agree 100%.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is we put the power switch on the other side. There's a reason for that as well. Previously, the power switch was on the side. One thing was when you turned it on and off, you had to kind of search for
That's
it.
That's right.
Well, no question now.
Right.
The other was when I plugged something in here, I held it to keep it from sliding across
the
desk.
Machine up every
You
time.
Got it. You
every
got it.
Time.
Yes.
Nice.
So we do these touches that look great,
yeah.
But also are functional.
Really nice.
They're really functional.
Yeah.
Now, this machine is no slouch at all from a power point of view. Displays are a 4K LCD or a 4K OLED display that's factory calibrated. CPU is 10th generation Intel. Either a U series or an H series.
Oh, you have the H series?
We have the H series. You got lots of processing
What's
power.
The battery life, though, if you go to the H series?
Well, I'm not sure on H and OLED.
I would go crazy with it, but that's the problem is you kill your battery.
Of course, we are on the U series and a 4K display up to 17 hours.
That's amazing.
So the OLED display will chop that
down. Yeah.
But if you need the power or you need the display accuracy, That's what you got.
That's the trade-off.
Yeah.
What's the graphics on?
Graphics with the U series is an MX graphics from NVIDIA. Graphics with the H series is a GTX 1650.
No kidding.
So real graphics power as well.
Very, very.
Yeah.
See, this would be great for photo editing.
Yep.
They are a little thicker than they used to be.
But they actually, the 15s have gotten thicker over the generations, primarily because as we add power, as we go to a 4K display, we keep on doing things like changing the battery size to make sure we continue to get the battery life our customers demand.
You know, thin is great, but battery life is paramount.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It makes sense to make that trade-off. I think that's smart.
Right. The other thing I didn't mention is, of course, our keyboard.
Let's see those colors.
Let's take a look at the keyboard. Yeah.
It's a full-size keyboard with numeric pad.
Wow, yeah, it is. Look at that.
And 1.5 millimeters of travel, so real keyboard travel.
That's good.
Unlike a lot of our competitors who've cut that back.
Yeah. It's down to 1 millimeter on a lot of these guys. Yeah, that is really nice. That feels great. Very nice. So tell me about the price points. This you just announced at
CES.
Is it available now?
It's going to be available in about a month and a half.
Okay.
Starting around $1,500 going up from there.
Very nice.
Be available at Best Buy and at HP.com. Spectre 15X360.
Nice.
We're going to be daring. We're just going to walk up to a booth and see what it is, okay?
Oh.
So let's go up to here and Okay, so that wasn't the perfect thing to pick. Okay, so we're just going to walk up to another booth. Okay. And then we'll...
speechless.
Let's see. No, it's the no Wi-Fi and no Bluetooth. So.
All right, I'm going to try it.
Okay, okay. Go ahead. He's going to film. Okay.
Three. Because it's big, right?
Oh. That's, it's quite a sensation. You know, can I borrow this and bring this over to that massage chair for a second?
Then you'll be
scared. Multisensorial. And then you could give someone the app to control you.
Oh, boy. You know, man, I've been waiting for this for so long.
Okay, we are here still, CES 2020. And we're at the Wacom booth because this was a big day. Another product was announced. Y'all know how I love my Wacom tablets. They are my everything when it comes to my workflow. And now they're teasing me with another device. I had to come over here and find out what's going on. This is my man, Don. How you doing, Don?
Great. How are you doing, Ed?
Unbelievable as always. So what is this we have here? I see we have two different devices here, right? Or is it just one device?
Just one device.
Just one device, okay.
Just one device. We've got, you know, a couple versions sitting around here. Okay. So this is the brand new Wacom One.
Wacom One.
Just announced this morning. Just launched this morning. Right. Available in stores already.
All right. So he's ready to go.
Doesn't always happen.
So we're gonna go pick up one after the show, right?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, please and thank you. You heard him say yes.
So Wacom One is an interesting new product for us for a couple of reasons.
Right.
So the first thing we've done is Wacom has been building our pen technology, our touch technology and displays for several years. Always been kind of at the higher end of art. So, you know,
right,
where your superhero comic movies are made,
yep,
where your cars are designed, all of that is on the very high-end professional Wacom,
right,
Cintiq Pro, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have, though, is a lot of people saying, tablets are fantastic, I'm looking to start right on screen, etc.
Right.
So what we've tried to create is a real beginner product. And,
right,
you know, that doesn't mean you don't know anything about creativity or anything else, but either beginning artists or artists who have been doing it traditionally, you know, painting, watercolors, and want to move over to digital, or people who are doing like a lot of image editing for social media, really want to kind of up their social media game,
right,
looking for their posts to be prettier, more beautiful,
right,
more aesthetically strong, or a lot of compositing or whatever.
Now, what I appreciate is you mentioned the beginners, because when people talk about the Cintiq line, it's a little up there in pricing.
Yes.
And so you're thinking that's professional pricing, and the beginners are going to try to shy away from that a little bit, sort of an intimidation factor. Now, on our Hands On Tech show, we announced our 2019 favorite tech of the year, and the Cintiq 16 was mine because it was perfect for the beginners, get them introduced to the Cintiq world, not necessarily getting them into the Cintiq Pro, but you still had all of the wonderful points of pressure with the Pen Pro 2, beautiful display, responsive, all of that. So now we have a slim down into its one that's going to basically do the same thing.
Yeah, the Wacom One is really at the beginning edge, but we're seeing is a lot more. So there's some super interesting things we've done. And I'll hop over for a second and show you a couple of those. One, this one's not running off a Mac or PC. It's running off a Galaxy phone. Yeah. So for the first time, we've enabled this to work with select Android devices.
Okay.
So I think, you know, Galaxy Note 8 and up, right?
Okay.
Some of the Huawei phones, etc. And so what we're doing is trying to make it available if people just want to carry that thing around instead of a lap, you know, a laptop with them. And then they can have this in their bag. You feel it. It's only 2 pounds. I think it's exactly 2.2.
This weighs nothing.
It's almost nothing, right?
That's perfect.
It comes in with a single cable, but it's got HDMI, USB-A, and it's still wall power.
And your power. Right.
You still need power. So you need the wall seats at Starbucks or wherever you are. Another cool thing we've done is we've enabled some partners to make traditional tools, because there are people who say, well, you know, I want to sketch with a pencil.
Right.
You know, Wacom pen. This is the pen that comes with it.
Okay.
It's great. It has a button. But for example, here is a Staedtler pencil.
Pencil.
Right.
I remember your CEO discussing this at CES Asia. Because I was there, and he mentioned the relationship with Staedtler and bringing more of a pencil feel into the workflow for all of these creators. Because apparently this feels good to everybody that's used to being an illustrator. I'm not an illustrator, so I wouldn't know.
That's right.
But that does feel exactly like
an HP2 or something. Right. So it does have over 4,000 levels of pressure. It is pressure sensitive. Again, it's running off an Android application right now, and that is a pressure sensitive brush.
4,000 points of pressure. Yeah. It's all of this beautiful pressure sensitivity. So if I barely touch it, you get a light stroke. Press a little bit harder, you get a heavier stroke.
Yep.
Beautiful.
One of the reasons people picked up on the pen early from Wacom was your basic dodging and burning. Right?
Dodge and burn.
So right. I don't want to keep changing brush size and flow. That's I right. just want to press harder, softer.
That's correct.
And just feather in those effects really
dodge
nice.
Dodge and burn, a frequency separation, all of that. I love it.
And then all your standard masking tasks, right? Mm-hmm. Like the human's got no straight lines. So if I want to mask out your face, far easier to do with the pen than with a mouse.
Yes. So again, this is on an Android device, and of course I can run it on Mac or Windows.
Yep, so hooked up to a PC over here, okay. You can run it on a Mac, etc.
All right, any roadmap plan as far as it being on iOS?
Nope.
Interesting.
Don't know that Apple will let anybody do
that. Of course. I baited you a little bit, you know. So this is ready now, price point?
$399.
Yep. So that is the Wacom One, $399 here at CES 2020, making me have all the smiles today, folks. Thank you very much, my man. Appreciate you.
Thank you.